The Wagner Group, PMC, Russian private military company, which is a de facto unit of the Russian Ministry of Defense or Russian Military Intelligence Agency. After the invasion of Crimea, an estimated 300 PMCs went to Donbas region of Ukraine to bolster pro-Russian forces. Separatist military success was due to these forces and others who crossed from Russia to Ukraine. According to security services of Ukraine, Wagner were in Donbas as early as 2014. And for those of you listening to audio only, on the left of this slide from a Wagner group on VK social media, we see an image of a soldier giving the white power okay sign in front of a shooting range, very reminiscent of World War II. Wagner Group, PMC. The Wagner Group is a private military company with ties to Russian white supremacists and neo-Nazi far-right extremists. The PMC gained its name due to Hitler's favorite musician being Richard Wagner. The group's leader, Dmitry Utkin, reportedly wears Nazi tattoos, including a swastika, a Nazi eagle, and SS lightning bolts. Ironically, Yevgeny Prigozhin denied claims Russia is fighting NATO and questioned whether they are actually Nazis in Ukraine at all. This article is interesting. It's from the Kiev Post from 2017. But the interesting part is when you get a little bit here. According to earlier investigations by the Wall Street Journal, the Wagner Group, or the informal group, was founded in 2014. The mercenary team was reported to have participated in fighting against Ukrainian forces in Donbas in 2014 and 2015, later switching its activities to Syria. And another media outlet reported that the private military company, mostly referred to as Wagner Group, is directly sponsored by the Kremlin. But this is interesting too, because like Russian National Unity, I did find the picture. So backtracking here, Pavel Guvrev posts an image. That's a repost of the Donetsk DPR News Donbas Russia Novorossiya SVO. And this is supposed to be like an update. And this is from the Luhansk Republic, right? And it says at 5 o'clock in the morning, militiamen fired at Ukrainian cartels called up from the Lviv region as a result of the attack. About 30 militants were killed. So it's supposed to be this update about how great this like people's militia is, right? Okay. The people in the picture that he posts are members of Task Force Ruzich, which is an extremist group that is loosely tied to the Wagner Group from Russia. And he doesn't bring this up. And this is exactly like before, where he was talking about the civilians of Eastern Ukraine having protests, and it was RIM members, you know, with the Eurasianist flags mixed in too. But what's interesting is in the comment section below, there are these comments. You know, like one person said, handsome men, right? These are real warrior men. God help you guys. Carry on. Well done. So I think it's safe to say that, at least in this, like it's safe to probably say, hopefully, that the commenters didn't know who these people were, right? But especially the man on the far right with the beard, is definitely a member of Task Force Ruzich. And this image has been shown in other articles. Sometimes the faces are blurred out about Special Task Force Ruzich. And so here are some close-up images without sunglasses on and without face masks. And there's that man that we saw in the previous slide on top. And this is from November of 2014, right? But they were there before then. We'll see. But even being there as early as 2014. Below is kind of like the commander of the unit. That person below, who I said was like the commander of the unit, it's this person who we talked about earlier. When it said propaganda aside, it became clear that Donbas would not be the next Crimea, discussing how there were issues with getting people from the region to join their ranks. The person that was shown earlier holding a straight up German Nazi flag, I mean, you know, no hiding that. That person is the same as this person who was in Ruzich here in Donbas, who was depicted by Pavel Guvarev saying that these were like, you know, the militia standing up to the evil Ukrainian junta, right? The propaganda, and people in the West wouldn't know this. Now I'm just showing a side by side, one image of the man holding a Nazi flag and the other with, of him in uniform. This is another image that I got from they have Special Task Force Ruzic has fan groups out there, and this is one of their this picture that I'm showing is from one of their groups. I'm showing it. It's kind of like an homage to the group. There's pictures of them, pictures of the two men that we saw. On the bottom, it looks like maybe some gear. But the point in showing this is that flag again, right? The black, gold, and white flag that we saw earlier. It's sometimes inverted, right? This time it's inverted. But referencing everything we talked about before with RIM and that imperialist flag. And here's another kind of this is really useful, I think, imagery because it to me it provides insight again into a different point of view than I think people again in the West might get. So it shows the sun style swastika that Ruzic uses on the left, and it's surrounded by a number of other emblems versus. And then on the right is the Azov Battalion, who we hear so much about. And the interesting thing about the Azov Battalion here is that the flags surrounding it include the flag of the United States, the flag of Israel, the Star of David in the center, a flag that says NWO for New World Order, and then a flag with that with the pyramid that's on the back of. The Amer that on the back of American money that's tied to all these conspiracies, right? There's a Masonic sign, all of these conspiracies, I'll put it that way. And so it's not saying that like, oh, we're against you being anti-Semitic. We don't it, we're against the Azov Battalion because they're not well, not that they're anti-Semitic. That's not what this is about. As a matter of fact, they have their own swastika they're showing. It's that this supposed Nazi group is working in combination with a Jewish conspiracy and other conspiracies that kind of mesh into this mind melt of what in the West we would probably think of as being, right-wing stuff nowadays, QAnon stuff nowadays, but here it's saying like make a choice. And I don't know that this image would make much sense to somebody from the West. This image here shows again the commander and other members of Task Force Ruzic here holding a flag that is in solidarity with Donbass, and it depicts the altered Confederate flag that was being used at first for Novorossiya, as well as that double eagle stamp on top of it. Here's another propaganda image, I suppose, from Ruzic here. Now this is interesting because at the top, even though Task Force Ruzic is in and of itself an extreme right-wing group, it reads on the top against Zionist Banderist scum. And then directly below it is their sun symbol of the swastika. So, it's just again for Westerners, this is kind of hard to get, but I think by now we should be understanding, right? Not all society, but with certain members, there can be differentiation, right, between being first of all a fan of Bandera, and then connecting that to Nazism, right, which in and of itself is its own separate discussion that we won't get into. But then also calling that supposed Nazism Zionist. It's just a combination of a lot of conspiracies that in the US, these are things that you see on like deep in Stormfront, boards, places like that. And an interesting thing about Special Task Force Ruzic is that when presented with information like this, and when you're dealing with people that are not operating in good faith, a lot of the pushback that you have is, well, these groups weren't part of the Russian military, even though a lot of them fully integrated in, especially after 2022, as we saw, but that these were just volunteers, and that they were kind of like crazy nobodies. And you get that across again to try to dismiss the importance of them. But Ruzich isn't like that. There's images of them being given credit, I suppose, or being validated with their sun swastika or whoever swastika full out in display. Everybody knows who these people are, holding Nazi flags, giving Sieg Heil salutes and stuff, and committing war crimes. So this doesn't come from a place of ignorance, right? But what I'm showing here, and again, this is from the fan club, basically, are photos of them from the International Conservative Forum. This was an International Conservative Forum that we'll read about later, in which they were like one of the a very key part of this. They were kind of celebrated in this, and there are pictures taken of them with other people, and the group with other people. They're kind of celebrated like kind of like heroes. And in the images here, you see it's very much like what you would think a business trip would be. They're wearing lanyards in the whole nine yards. Here I have some other images of Task Force Ruzich. This is from Facebook. And the translation from this Facebook post, which shows members again in a hall being honored, there's media around. It says it's from Moscow. I might mispronunciate this. Bahatur Hall and Museum of the Great Patriotic War, New Wars, New Heroes, Fame. So regardless of my butchering of the name of the hall, this was in a Museum of the Great Patriotic War, New Wars, New Heroes, and Fame. That's how these folks were treated. And on this slide, again, not in English, it shows two of the members on a news station. And in this news station, they were talking, I believe, about allegations of torture, in which they were denying them. But it's just when we talk about the mainstreaming of supposed, like far right figures in Ukraine, for instance, that's fine. Like that conversation needs to be had. However, where the bad faith comes in is when it's not also had on the other side, or when it's used to excuse the actions of the other side. And this is the other side, right? These people are being treated like heroes. They're on TV. They're semi-celebrities, right? Now, what does that manifest in the long run? That's different, right? But who they are, what they're doing is fully recognized. And they have, my gosh, fan clubs.